Coat First Nation. In a night filled with electrifying performances and unexpected twists, Canadian wrestling's elite, CWE, treated fans and Coat First Nation to the Rumble to Remember tour. The evening kicked off with an invitation to the merchandise table, encouraging attendees to grab snacks and drinks before the action unfolded. The November 20th event's host, Danny Duggan, set the stage for a stacked card, promising an over-the-top rope rumble as the main event. The anticipation grew as the CWE Championship match took center stage, featuring challenger Norman Harris and the reigning champion, Zombie Killer Mentolo. The audience was treated to a series of intense matches, including an impromptu tag team bout that saw unexpected disqualifications and fiery confrontations between Sean Martins with Kevin O'Doyle versus Levi Knight and Sal Coat. The tag team match was made after Kevin O'Doyle entered the ring during a one-on-one match between Sean Martins and Levi Knight. Local Sal Coat volunteered to help Levi Knight for the tag team match. A legendary figure from the world of wrestling, introduced as a CWE legend and international wrestling icon, Ultimo Dragon made a special appearance, adding an extra layer of excitement to the event. Matched against Lion Warrior Bobby Sharp, Ultimo Dragon ultimately won the match despite Sharp's aggressive chokelocks. As the evening unfolded, fans witnessed a series of eliminations in the over-the-top rope rumble, a wrestling match where every minute a new contender enters the ring, building suspense and excitement. By the end, despite having an injured leg, Chad Daniels went home the winner for the over-the-top rope rumble. Throughout the event, the crowd's energy remained high, prompting the hosts to generously distribute free prizes to the lively audience.